理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 1, Introduction, page 1. Chapter 2, Basic Ophthalmology, page 105. Chapter 3, Nearsightedness and Farsightedness, page 279. Chapter 4, Blindness, page 311. Chapter 5, Itchy Eyelashes, page 398. Chapter 6, Damaged Pupils, page 501. Chapter 7, Blinking Problems, page 612. Chapter 8, Winking Problems, page 650. Chapter 9, Surgical Practices, page 783. Chapter 10, Glasses, Monocles, and Contact Lenses, page 857. Chapter 11, Sunglasses, page 926. Chapter 12, Hypnosis and Mind Control, page 927. Chapter 13, Which Eye Color is the Best One, page 1000. Immediately, of course, Violet saw that Chapter 12 would be the most helpful, and was glad she'd thought of looking at the table of contents instead of reading 927 pages until she found something helpful. Grateful that she could skip that daunting first paragraph, the word daunting here means full of incredibly difficult words, she flipped through Advanced Ocular Science until she reached Hypnosis and Mind Control. The phrase stylistic consistency is used to describe books that are similar from start to finish. For instance, the book you are reading right now has stylistic consistency because it began in a miserable way and will continue that way until the last page. I'm sorry to say that Violet realized, as she began Chapter 12, that Dr. Orwell's book had stylistic consistency as well. The first sentence of Hypnosis and Mind Control was, "Hypnosis is an efficacious yet precarious methodology and should not be essayed by neophytes." And it was every bit as difficult and boring as the first sentence of the whole book. Violet reread the sentence, and then reread it again, and her heart began to sink. How in the world did Klaus do it? When the three children lived in the Baudelaire home, there was a huge dictionary in their parents' library, and Klaus would often use it to help him with difficult books. But how did Klaus read difficult books when there was no dictionary to be found? It was a puzzle, and Violet knew it was a puzzle she had to solve quickly. She turned her attention back to the book, and reread the sentence one more time, but this time she simply skipped the words she did not know. As often happens when one reads in this way, Violet's brain made a little humming noise as she encountered each word, or each part of a word she did not know. So inside her head, the opening sentence of Chapter 12 read as follows. "Hypnosis is a method, and should not be hmmed by hmms." And although she could not tell exactly what it meant, she could guess. It could mean, she guessed to herself, that hypnosis is a difficult method and should not be learned by amateurs. And the interesting thing is that she was not too far off. The night grew later and later, and Violet continued to read the chapter in this way, and she was surprised to learn that she could guess her way through pages and pages of Dr. Orwell's book. This is not the best way to read, of course, because you can make horribly wrong guesses, but it will do in an emergency.